When was the last time you learned something? I mean, really learned something. Because you wanted to, not because someone was making you to or an employer was sending you to a professional development. I'm in a master's program right now at San Diego State University in educational leadership with an emphasis on technology. And we've been reading Tony Wagner's The Global Achievement Gap. This book is talking about many things, but in all, looking at how to redesign our classrooms to be more effective for our students and to make that learning lifelong learning and not just learning to accomplish a goal on a test or to pass a class. One of the ways that we have been looking at engaging our students is through the discovery method of learning. The discovery method of learning puts inquiry at the heart of all of our curriculum. It involves looking at a big picture question and allowing students to develop additional questions and then begin finding out those answers using all available resources, books, technologies, personal interviews with experts, anything that you can think of to find out information. And throughout this whole process, students are learning to work collaboratively. They're learning how to generate questions that are going to lead to more information that could lead to different or new solutions. This is a completely different teaching model than many educators are comfortable with or familiar with, for that matter. One of the ways that we dove in to find out what it was like to be in discovery method was doing our own discovery learning. This is called our 20% project, and the project is inspired by 20% time that Google provides to its employees. It's a time when developers can work on something that they're passionate about or want to know more about, and then they can collaborate with each other and get information from each other that might move them along towards finding a new solution or developing a new product. So in our case, we determined a skill or any topic that we were interested in learning more about. We developed essential questions that we wanted to find out about that we really didn't know the answer to already. This ensures that our learning and our project time was really spent discovering something new to us and not just doing something that we were already familiar with. For my project, I chose to tackle learning how to make the perfect pie crust from scratch. Now you might think, hey, you've probably made a pie crust before. Well, I have tried, but I have never been successful doing so. They've come out burnt, they have broken apart and turned the whole dessert into more of a cobbler, which was okay, but definitely not the goal. It's just something that I'm not good at, and so I've always resorted to either buying pies or buying pre-made pie crust. And it's time now, I think I should learn how to do this. So not only did this project give me the push to learn something that I've been really interested in doing for years, but it also brought me closer to my family, which was a win-win situation. I'm still gathering data, and hopefully I'll be able to begin my test runs of my various pie crust recipes in the next couple of weeks. You can check out my Pinterest board to see what I've dug up so far. I've been gathering various recipes and looking at the different procedures for making a pie crust and comparing how they differ and how they are similar. So we'll see which one works. It's going to come down to trial and error, I think. Hopefully, pie crusts will come out edible at least so that someone can benefit from my 20% project besides me. So besides being a fun project to work on, it was really a breath of fresh air that I've been waiting for. Student-centered learning and student-driven learning is one of the main reasons that I became a teacher. It's something that I'm really passionate about. Discovering ways to make things work in the current state of public school is a great challenge. It doesn't fit the mold that public school has been following for the past century. I quickly discovered this when I started teaching in 2006. Over the past 4 years, my school district has been working towards a shift in the way that we teach, however. The changes seem to have snowballed, in a good way, I think. We first developed professional learning communities, or PLCs, with our district sites and grade levels. We've trained our teachers on collaborations and how to use student data to drive instruction. Many teams attended professional development, like Project Learning Trees, conferences on implementing PLCs in your schools. But getting teachers comfortable talking to each other and reflecting on the practice of teaching together did not happen overnight, or even in a year for that matter. However, now we are in the phase of changing the way that we teach. We've taken those time to build that trust and those relationships with each other in our PLCs, and we're able to really start looking at our teaching practice. Right now we're focusing on the way that we ask questions to our students and the way we organize our lessons. Discovery-based learning is beginning to be warmly embraced and encouraged by our administrators. Our district is even hosting design thinking professional development opportunities for us. It's really exciting. This is a huge shift in pedagogy, and it's wonderful. However, not many of us have actually experienced discovery learning as learners. We've only been on the teaching side of it. The 20% Project has begun to give me this experience. I think it's critical for teachers to remember to jump over to the learner side of the classrooms more often, maybe even for good. Math time has lent itself wonderfully to shifting my instruction model. It's also a great time for students to learn how to feel comfortable in this type of learning environment, which is new to them as learners. At the beginning of the year, it was very difficult to get them to even talk to each other. Crazy, right? They love talking to each other. But what I'm looking for is for them to talk to each other in a more academic and collaborative way, to actually listen to each other's responses, process that information, and ask each other questions about what they're talking about. They're growing, and they're beginning to get used to this process, and things are starting to really pick up. We've also supplemented our curriculum with lessons from the Georgia Department of Education, which outlines wonderful discovery-based math experiences. I'm thrilled that I have administrators that fully support this model of learning. I'm actually very curious about how doing a 20% project in a third grade classroom would impact my students' overall learning and their outlook on their education. I'm looking at creating a model that will work in my classroom, and I hope to get it up and running by the end of this trimester. My principal's really excited about this project as well. As I was reading Tony Wagner's book, I found myself nodding along in agreement almost every chapter. Why am I making such a big connection with the discovery method of learning? I think this goes back to my roots. One of the reasons that I connect with discovery learning is that I was raised by a family of Montessori educators. The method of Montessori teaching and the role of a Montessori teacher are very similar to the role of a teacher as a master learner or facilitator in a classroom. Children in Montessori schools have been learning this way for over a century. It's not new to them. When I talk to my mom about all the things that I'm learning so far, she goes, "Yep, I've done that before." It's kind of funny how it comes around again. My mother and grandmother are Montessorians, so not only did I receive my formal early childhood education in Montessori school, but even my home life was centered around discovery. My family was extremely patient with me as a child as I discovered how to build a log cabin in our backyard after reading Little House in the Big Woods. It was fun. As any child of a teacher knows, vacations are rarely ever just a vacation. They're usually filled with museums, national parks, historical places of interest, etc. However, as I grew up, I got busy with college, working, having children, and my own desire to discover and learn got put on the back burner. The daily demands of teaching took precedence over my own personal curiosities. Summer times, which usually allowed me to recharge and tackle my own passions, became filled with learning how to be a mom. Don't get me wrong, I love learning how to be a mom, and I love my kids more than anything, but it does take pretty much all of my free time. So the personal impact that this 20% project has had on me so far has been both powerful and emotional. I feel like I'm getting back to my roots, so to speak. It helps me build new types of bonds with my family as I get advice and input from them on my project. They're rooting for me, I think in part because they would like me to bake a better pie crust too, and I don't blame them. The biggest thing is, though, I'm making time to be curious, and that is food for my soul.